This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we tried to understand the secret dynamic of being the light of the world as God's children. There is a public display implicit in what Jesus said in Matthew 5:14-16. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. He continues by saying, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Notice the phrase, "let your light shine." Jesus didn't say, "shine your light," as though you had a switch to turn on your own light. No, Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The light of the world dwells in every believer, and the Holy Spirit will make his light shine through you if you let it. When Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, his intrinsic divine light shone through the veil of his human body. What was inwardly true of him as the Son of God became outwardly visible. That's what the word transfigured means. The same word is used in Romans 12:2, "be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We're to remind ourselves who we are on the inside, indwelt by the light of the world, Jesus. Let his light shine through you. The same word is used in 2 Corinthians 3:18. We who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness.